Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning to you. Spring is here. We love California, don't we? I hope you're burning fat. I hope you're exercising. I hope you're out of the holiday blues, if that's what you did have. Today's show, show 195. We've got 195 hours on the website. That's an encyclopedia. I hope you guys are getting my point. I hope you're spreading the word. My finding as a doctor, over four different educations, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of patients, experiences with people in all forms of life and death and in between, is if they could only understand it, they would heal. They could just get it. And the classic example of this is about today's show. Today we're going to get into sciatica and disc herniations, very, very common causes of low back pain. My finding is always is the solutions are easy. My finding is that most people don't solve it. They just mask it. Whether you're looking for the herb to fix it, or the inversion table to fix it, or the surgery to fix it, or the chiropractic adjustment to fix it, you're missing the point. Thus the point of the show. If you could just understand the principles, you could contour an approach to yourself. And if you couldn't, at least you could pay somebody to do so. In other words, when you seek care, health care, whether it's an orthopedic surgeon, a physical therapist, a chiropractor, a massage therapist, or a nutritionist, you would have a foundation in understanding how to invest your money, time, and energy. And this is where we fail all too often. Thus, my never-ending rant about get the education. Sciatica. You've got sciatica. Somebody's told you you've got a disc herniation. 5 times out of 10, those people don't even know what sciatica means. So let's get to the website. As always, let's take a look at the pictures. The pictures tell you much. The website, straighttalk.cc. If you don't see this show on the website, get to the website, get a computer, get hip, get going. I don't care if you're 70 or 80 or 90, it's not too late. The minute you think it's too late, you're dead. Get to the website, straighttalk.cc, unless you're driving, and this would be hazardous to your health. Picture number one. Now, there's picture number one. That is the sciatic nerve. It says it right there in bold-faced print, sciatic nerve. That nerve is going to run down your leg. When you have sciatica, for an infinite number of reasons, see, so here's my first blockbuster point. If somebody tells you you have sciatica, all you know by that statement is there's a compression of that sciatic nerve. And what is the cause of your compression of that sciatic nerve? The causes are in the hundreds. There are dozens and dozens of causes of that compression. The composite summary, the composite sketch, the portfolio of your health will determine why your sciatic nerve is being compressed. This is where you've got to understand the difference between cause and diagnosis. Diagnosis is somebody tells you what you already know with a big word. You've got a pain in your head, someone says you've got a headache. It's a bad pain in the head, someone tells you you've got a migraine. That's what you call medicine. That's where medicine misses. You have a compression of the sciatic nerve and somebody tells you you have sciatica. And what do you say? You run around Los Angeles asking people, do you have a cure for sciatica? Can you? I implore you to appreciate the innocence and naivete of that query, that statement. The woman with pain down the back of her leg that's been told she has sciatica. And late, we're going to get to disc herniations later. But that person that's been told, man or woman, that you have sciatica, that aching pain in your low back down your leg, and runs around asking people, do you have a cure, a fix for sciatica? Question again, can you appreciate how naive that statement is? Whose sciatica are we talking about? Are we talking about your sciatica because you're 200 pounds overweight? Are we talking about your sciatica because you're a construction worker and you're 30 pounds overweight and you're not flexible? Are we talking about your sciatica because the shape of your buttocks is such that it will jam and compress that sciatic nerve and you can't isolate that in a stretch, if you even stretched, if you even knew how to stretch? Which sciatica is it? Now, summing all of this up, and thus my show continues, I want to give you a sense of how to apply very foundational solutions to these types of problems. But you get the point of the show then. You understand why you listen to this show. You understand why this show is very, very different. I'm not on air telling you to get an inversion table that I'm selling for your sciatica. I'm not on air telling you to get an injection into your spine called prolotherapy, and yet I would support both of those therapies. And yet I promise you after this show, someone within 24 hours is going to knock me off my chair. It never fails, because they're going to come in and go, do you have a cure for my sciatica? And that will happen. It always happens. There is no end to how indelibly, nefariously, devilishly imprinted the American public has been with this ridiculous notion of how you take something like sciatica and look for a general cookbook cure, whether it's an herb or an inversion table. And this is what my war, and it is a war, stands for. This is what Medici Enterprises stands for, getting people out of that myopia, because you will take it to your grave, and I do mean this very, very, very literally. You will shorten your life, and you will suffer. Isn't that a great little note? Don't I sound optimistic? I'm very optimistic, because in the human spirit is the capacity to learn and grow. So let's go. Sciatic nerve, picture number one. Now let's take a couple of other looks here. Let's get to picture number, did I forget a few pictures? No, that's not possible. Picture number two. Take a look at picture number two. Look at that picture. That's a picture of you from the back. We have cut out your gluteal muscles, your gluteus maximus, your gluteus medius, your gluteus minimus. These are the deep muscles of the buttocks. These are the muscles that probably you've never really had pressed into. These are the muscles that probably you never really stretch. These are the muscles that run deep. These are the core muscles. Core. Core means if you're sitting in the audience today and you have what someone has told you is sciatica or disc herniations, you're up for surgery, you're doing all sorts of injections into the piriformis, this, that, the other thing. It's not working. It's worked a little bit, but it's not fixing it. Get on to a deeper perspective. One critical part of your cure, not the cure I give you. I don't cure anything. Doctors don't cure anything. Doctors share relationships to facilitate people's journeys into themselves so they can find their own cure for themselves. Up till now, the United States Constitution grants us that inalienable right. The world constitution still hasn't taken that right away. For you to go on your inner journey to fixing what ails you. Doctors are facilitators. If you marginalize them, if they marginalize themselves into being quick fix artists, you get quick fix solutions, which take you to first, at best second base, and you spin for the rest of your life. That is a waste of your precious life. And over the years, that is a waste of your time, energy, and money. So understand, when we say sciatica, it simply is a word, a euphemism, to define compression of the sciatic nerve. One of the things that will compress the sciatic nerve is muscles. The piriformis muscle will stretch, will compress that sciatic nerve if the piriformis muscle is too tight. Is your piriformis muscle too tight? That's not the question. The question is, are you stretching the core muscles successfully? Are you stretching the core muscles successfully? I said successfully. I didn't say as a chore, as a detour to your busy life. Are you just going through the motions each day for 10 or 15 minutes because your doctor told you to? I didn't say that. I asked you, are you bringing pleasure to your body by releasing deep tissues that surround the sciatic nerve? That is very different than stretching. That is called stretching effectively. Take a look at picture number 10. Picture number 10. Young lady there modeling. You know what she's stretching? That piriformis muscle. Because she may have sciatica. And that sciatica may be about compression of the sciatic nerve by the piriformis muscle. And so she's stretching her piriformis. Your physical therapist will tell you to do this. Your chiropractor may tell you to do this. Your massage therapist, your yoga therapist, everyone will tell you to do this. You have sciatica. You've had sciatica for 10 years, 15 years. It's on and off. It's getting worse. It's increasing in frequency. So what you're going to do is stretch your piriformis, because the picture shows you. And, of course, that makes sense. That's reasonable. And so you're going to do that. You're going to stretch that piriformis muscle. Of course you are. And here's my point. That is very short-sighted. That is a superficial notion. It is almost ridiculous. Even if it helps you, it's still a ridiculous statement. And yet, relative to the population, it's an advanced statement. Relative to the population, people on the inside edge of healing would stretch the piriformis muscle. And yet I say it's a naive statement. And the reason it's naive, and I hope many of you are going to appreciate this, that it is naive at this moment. It's naive because fundamentally, you can't stretch one muscle. You have to stretch your body from head to toe. On top of which, you need to understand what constitutes a successful stretch. What does a successful stretch mean? It doesn't mean you go into the motions. Is that woman stretching her piriformis muscles successfully? Well, we don't know that. We don't know that unless two things occur. Number one, I hope you're on this ahead of me. I hope those of you who have listened to 195 shows know what a successful stretch means. It means that woman has to get a release. Release. A stretch is not a release. An effective stretch is a release. There is a huge, huge difference between the two. An effective stretch is when the muscle lengthens. How do you know the muscle lengthens? You know the muscle lengthens because you feel the circulation in the muscle. Now, some people call that prana. Some people call it chi.